This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna. A lot of open phone time in this first hour, so anything on your mind, we want to know about it, okay? A busy week last week. A lot going on with the Education Innovation Summit that Governor Burgum and Kirsten Baszler hosted in Jamestown. I'm still needing to do a couple of follow-ups from that. A lot of very good information, but we'll have some other things. We had that. We had the Coffee with Kramer event. Talk Radio Town Hall in Devil's Lake with Senator Kevin Kramer, and that was great fun. Thanks to everybody there. But we just, you know, we had a lot going on last week, so a lot of guests, a lot of things happening. So I should clear the deck this hour. Clear the deck. I want to give our fine listeners a chance to weigh in on whatever they would like to talk about today, okay? How do you do that? Well, you pick up the phone and call me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, okay? That's how you call us. You can text me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. And you can email me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. That's how you get me. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. I'm going to give you the address, the physical address to the radio station. The reason I'm going to do that is some people like to send snail mail. I'm glad you do, because I like opening it in some of the neatest, nicest notes. In fact, I was cleaning out my car this weekend because it was a mess. That's how I'll say it. It was, you know, when you're on the road a lot, you just sort of, stuff piles up, right? So I did a deep clean. I'm talking about the vacuuming, the whole deal, right? But anyway, I found a number of notes that had come from listeners, and they darn near make me cry. I'm a bit of a softie anyway. But, you know, in my garage, cleaning out the car, grabbing a note and getting a little tear in your eyes. A little bizarre, but I'm serious. I really do appreciate it, and some people like it. So, from time to time, we get questions about where can I send you mail. Some folks send it to K-Fire for Todd, which is fine. 3550 East Wasser. You can also send it to Fargo, where that's where I get my mail most times. But I'm in Bismarck a lot, so it doesn't really matter either one of those. And that is 2852 Thunder Road, 2852 Thunder Road. Fargo, North Dakota. That's right. 58104. Okay, you got it? Now I've given you all the ways to contact us. No excuses. That's right. No excuses now. All right. I did a little homework for the program. This is for the statewide audience because the flag audience heard this, but I was complaining one day on the air. Was it a complaint, Kevin, or was it just a simple, why do they do it that way?
Yeah, it was more of a question.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I was complaining, but I'm just trying to make it sound like I'm not a whiner.
Wondering a bit.
Trying to make it sound like I'm not a whiner. But I was driving and seeing a lot of places where there were road construction speeds, road construction signs, road construction zones, but there was no road construction. Like, what the heck is going on here? Latest examples, Fargo I-29, where they're putting in a fence, I guess you'd call it. They do cables and they do a big fence. And now, somebody tells me this is not good for motorcycles. Have you heard that?
Oh, haven't heard that.
And you've been known to hop on a
hog. Oh, yeah.
Hop on a hog. Yeah, well, I heard that somewhere. I'll go to the mailbag and I'll find that somewhere, a complaint from somebody. But the idea of this barrier guardrail cabling system, I don't know what you'd call it, in the middle of the median, is you're northbound, you fall asleep, you go into the median, you come to oncoming traffic, and now you got a head-on accident. So you've made an accident mm-hmm. twice as bad. So that's why they put that there. I mean, there is barrier in other places, but where there is not barrier, they're putting barrier. Well, anyway, in the middle of the median, which is probably, I don't know, how far apart is that, Kevin? We're looking at it here. It's 50 feet at least.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit further between the roads. So in the middle of that, they have these pilings, the concrete footings. You know, they're not big mm-hmm. pilings, but they're little footings that are going to hold the fence, right? It's got all this cabling and whatnot. So when that's sitting there, I'm thinking, why do the road construction cones have to be up? Why do we have to have traffic backed up to, you know?
When they're essentially working in the ditch.
The South Dakota border. Yeah. Well, number one, there's nobody working.
Right.
They just got concrete that's sitting there. You know, I guess I get when it's actually working. Anyway, here's what we found out. The contractors, when there's a high traffic area, they cannot leave the road construction signs and cones and everything up unless they are going to be working, and they only have 3 days to take it down. So in other words, if there's no work plan for 3 days, they got to come down. If they're working one out of the 3 days, they can leave them up. So we got our answer. We found out.
Now we know.
Yes. Now an emailer says, regarding the I-29 road construction, it is unfortunate NDOT does not listen to feedback. The medium cable divider they are installing is not needed or wanted. It is a serious hazard for motorcycles and small cars. Well, there we go again. I don't know why they're saying that. I can't see where it would be a hazard for a motorcycle unless the motorcycle's in the ditch.
Yeah, that would be the only thing.
Now, they may be talking about in other places where it's right up against the road,
yeah.
Like up on bridges and stuff,
yeah.
I guess. Somebody will help us out here with this. But, you know, there's somebody else that says it's not good for motorcycles. So, anyway, they go on to say the cables are a sore sight and, honestly, a expenditure much needed elsewhere. How many head-on collisions are of record in the I-29 corridor where the cables are going up? None that I know of. Fix the darn road surfaces and spend funds wisely, NDOT. Do you think somebody sits in an office and goes, should we build this? Should we build this
cable thingies?
Yeah, the guardrail deal. Yeah, let's build. What the heck?
What does Phil say? Ask Phil.
Let's just build it, yeah. Yeah, Phil's for it. Let's do it. I don't think they operate that way. I really don't. But, you know, I how do they demonstrate a need? I think it's a fair question to say how many vehicles have gone off I-29 in this particular space. I know it happens, but, you know, is it a problem here? I don't know. Fair question. Fair question. You're the taxpayers. You get to ask any question you want.
Well, not long ago we had that crash in I-29 where the vehicle went through the median and came up on the other side. And
where was that?
It was not far. I forget. I'm blanking on it right now.
Yeah, right,
it was in our neighborhood, up and right up, you know,
right
down there, our stretch of I-29 here.
Got it. All right, here's another question on this. 3 days is nonsense, says Mike. What is a couple hours a day at $12 an hour to break down the pylons, put them back up daily compared to the inconvenience of hundreds, if not thousands? They do it all the time in New York City. Are we serving the public or the contractors?
Good question.
That's a good question. That is. This is why I love our listeners. Who are we serving here? We're crying out loud. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number if you want in on this. And Bob does. In beautiful West Hope, North Dakota. Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, talking about this patrol cars and stuff, we had an issue up here on Highway 5 and 83 where they took, you had to follow this patrol car, you know, to take you through the only, and construction, whatever. And you got the first quarter mile is where they're working, but you had to follow that car a whole 6 miles. And then when you got to the end, she'd turn around, or he, and take the other load back the whole 6 miles till the last quarter mile. Now, do you think they could shorten that distance up a little bit?
I don't know. Sounds like it might make some sense. That's a real pain when you're following the pilot car. Woo!
Yeah, and then they had three pilot cars going. for that. I don't know why, but I only seen the two. And they'd just take, when they took a potty break, then they'd take the other car and go or pick up whatever. It was kind of annoying and whatever, but you sat there for about, oh, one time we sat there for 20 minutes. And there's, and this gal says, we got three pilot cards going, or should we one coming pretty soon? Okay. Where are you going to go? You can't.
It might have been time for a smoke break.
Yeah. Well, either that or take a different route we would take. We did after that, though. We just decided not to go that route anymore.
So. I don't blame you one bit, Bob. That's an interesting little addition to our conversation here. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Great letter to the editor I saw yesterday. And just one of those where you want to jump up and down and cheer and say, way to go. I'm going to share that with you. Anything else on your mind, let us know at 800-228-0550. We're talking to the Sheriff of Cass County and the Cass County Jail Administrator next hour about how they run the jail. It's better than they do in New York, trust me.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is this anyway? Bluegrass? Would this be bluegrass?
A little country.
Got an old time country?
Ricky Skaggs, maybe.
Little Ricky Skaggs? We're going traditional today, huh? That one's been around for a while. That one has been around for a while. How about a little, I don't know, let's see. What am I in the mood for today? It's Monday. How about,
done Bee Gees for a while.
We can do that.
We do some Bee Gees?
Sure.
All right. Bee Gees Monday, rest of the way, folks. Buckle up, get used to it. We're going to have a blast. Brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. Let me tell you about some of that energy. Let me tell you about that. If I go back and look at the amount of oil produced in 2006, it's barely at the bottom of the chart, right? And I go back and take a look at the next 12 years. Ooh, my goodness. Amazingly enough, I could do the same thing if I said, say, Watford City. Watford City had about 1,700 people in their entire community at the beginning of that 2006 ramp up to oil production. You know what they have now? 1,900 in their schools alone. Their,
wow.
Their enrollment today is 200 more people than their entire town was 12 years ago. Think about that. It's incredible. We'd be the 20th largest oil producer in the world if we were a country. 20th largest in the world, just as North Dakota. McKenzie County, of course, number one in the entire nation. And that's just pretty amazing. Oil production's up over 1,000%. Gas production's up 12,000%. 465 million barrels and 861 million cubic feet of gas produced last year. It's amazing what's going on right now. Find out more about all of that at energyofnorthdakota.com. I have to talk a little bit about the economy for a moment. There's a lot of really good positive signs about what's happening in the economy right now. But you need to know, you're not going to hear about them when they're good. You're only going to hear about them when they're bad. So right now, for instance, the parlor game in the swamp among the Democrats and the everybody else, they know this. Good economy, good for Donald Trump. So what do you think they're talking about right now? They're talking about a recession. Fox News is not exempt from this. They're part of the gang. See, here's the deal with Fox News. And I'm talking about the news folks on Fox News, okay? I'm not talking about Judge Jeanine or, Mark Levin or folks like that, right? I'm talking about the news side of Fox News. They don't want to go to a cocktail party and not fit in. That's how the swamp works. So that's why they got to play the game too. But fortunately, there's folks like Larry Kudlow out there. Larry is, of course, a top economic advisor to President Trump. And listen to this little exchange yesterday. It's only a minute and a half, but it's pretty good on the reality of where we're at. Because optimism is not something they subscribe to in the media. Unless it's a Democrat doing something. Like Obama had a 1.8% growth rate over 8 years, right? So they could say, oh, isn't that great? 1.8%. Trump is averaging whatever he's averaging now.
And Trump said, hold my beer.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Here is that exchange. Listen.
We were talking just about it. Kevin showed it. The Dow dropped, then it bounced back. Retail sales are up. Job growth continues. Manufacturing slowing down. Is the administration considering any new legislative policies or executive actions to stave off what some are saying could be a possible coming recession?
Well, first of all, I don't see a recession at all. Second of all, the Trump pro-growth program, which I believe has been succeeding, lower tax rates, big rollback of regulations, energy opening, trade reform, we're going to stay with that. We believe that's the heart of the free enterprise. We want an incentive-oriented supply-side economy, providing opportunities for everybody across the board. And as your report mentioned, look, we had blowout retail sales. Let me just pause there. Consumers, first of all, they're working. The employment numbers are terrific. Second of all, they're working at much higher wages. Third of all, they're spending. And fourth of all, interestingly, they are saving even while they're spending. That's about as good as it gets. And I notice at the end of the week, a lot of the Wall Street firms have been marking up their economic growth forecast. I think we're in pretty good shape. And I want to just say, we should not be afraid of optimism. I don't know what it is. Everybody wants to talk about pessimism, recession.
Is that why
there's
the president...
There's no recession on the horizon.
Is that why the
What's wrong with a little optimism?
you know me. I'm an optimist.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know me, I'm an optimist. I like Dana. She's a very nice person. She's from Wyoming. You know. She's a Westerner. And she wrote in her book a suggestion to young people that they should move to North Dakota. There was all kinds of great opportunities. So we like Dana. But the Fox News folks are maybe not doing it quite as forcefully as everybody else, but they're doing it. They're doing it. The media is in the tank. But so the recession. By the way, what happened to Russia? We replaced that R word with
recession. Russia to recession.
We went from Russia to recession. You don't hear about Russia anymore.
Any collusion on the recession?
I thought it was Russia, and that falls flat, and Bob Mueller can't complete a sentence, and all of a sudden now it's gone away. Isn't that interesting? Fascinating thing that's happening there, folks. Those are the facts. Bring those facts to work with you today, okay? Consumers working. Record high employment.
Retail sales crushing.
High wages.
Yeah.
They're spending a lot of money, so retail is crushing it. And they're saving, by the way, while they're spending. Unbelievable. You can't make it up. Dana and Judd, what's on your mind? You're next, and what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
sir. The economy,
sir.
Yes, sir. The economy is not bad because of Trump. It's more of a lack of the rest of them doing anything to try to change it. That's all they do is stall through life, you know, complaining and no answers. But now I got a question, Scott. I would like to know, and I've called your show, you know, with Kevin Cramer, saying I had an idea to change the policies and how we bring money into this system. I'd like to know from your listeners how many of them are even interested in hearing it. I'd like that guy that called in Friday and said he had an idea how to eliminate the IRS. Well, if he's serious, I want to hear it because we need different things here.
Sure. Always need fresh ideas to keep innovating, right? And everything. Certainly doesn't have anywhere near as enough in the government as it does in the private sector, and it ought to.
Well, we drive it. They try to copy our ideas, and then they sit diddle around. They don't do anything but waste time and our money. So I'd like you to help me with that, Scott. Could you?
How do I help?
Just ask it. Let your callers call in and say if they want to hear it, and I'll record it so I don't miss out any of the points, and we'll play it and let them.
And you want them to ask them if they want to hear what?
My idea on how to change how we bring money into this system so it doesn't keep breaking our back, we actually see prosperity.
All right. You've asked. We'll see what kind of response you get there, Dana. Thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a deadly ISIS attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday night, President Trump is becoming more and more eager to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. He's talking of a peace plan with the Taliban, which would keep the country from falling back into terrorist hands.
Well, look, we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory. okay? It can't be a laboratory for terror, and we've stopped that.
President Trump also telling reporters he's not worried about the U.S. economy going into a recession, saying he doesn't see one for the U.S. in the near future. Although he says if there was to be a downturn in the economy, it would be because he's had to take on other countries who've treated the U.S. poorly. The week will be bringing a heat wave to the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southern states. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Friends, that's how you get a new week going. That's right. So wiggle around the office, cab of the tractor, pick up.
Do the disco walk.
Whatever you're doing.
Office, yeah.
In the backyard, your headset on, however you're listening. Appreciate that very much. And a lot of fine listeners stop by in Devil's Lake and share some kind words. Thank you for that. We appreciate you listening very much. We're brought to you in part today by Tioga, North Dakota. You know what's going on there? Well, they got great local education, for one, with technologies like drones and 3D printers and electronics and coding opportunities, preparing students for success into the 21st century. That's right. Drone Camp for Kids is a great community activity that Tioga is becoming known for. Freedom Fest, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest. Find out more at TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. Ray in somewhere on the road. What's on your mind, Ray? Are you there, Ray?
Here.
Now I can hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Talking about the economy, this week up in Minot, they had the motor coach convention up there. There was somewhere around 2,000 coaches or more up there. And I was asking some of the people up there that were selling, you know, how it was going for them, and they said, great, and not just here, but about every place they've been this year. And that should be a good thermometer of how the economy's doing, because these people are from all over the United States. I mean, there was coaches from everywhere, and they were selling these coaches up there. I mean, they were selling them anywhere from, you know, $70,000, $80,000 up to $500,000, and they were selling these coaches. And, so, to me, that's a good thermometer of how that how our economy is actually doing. And a question for you. Whatever happened to the Thunder Butte refinery? It's still sitting idle. You got any word on what's happening with that?
I don't, but I'll make a note and we can check into it for you, Ray.
That would be great, because the guy that I talked to there was saying that, you know, once they get that thing up and running, there's several hundred jobs there that would be fantastic for the Makoti area, partial, Minot, a lot of places. There's a lot of work going to go into that.
Was it diesel?
So,
was it the diesel refinery?
Yeah.
I believe so, but don't quote me on that. But if you've never been to Makoti, there's the tanks are in place. There's a lot of it already in place. They're just waiting for the permits to start building the actual refinery itself. So, and it's a beautiful facility. I'd love to see it get finished, but EPA is holding them up. So somebody needs to put a bug in President Trump's ear. Maybe he can get a little push for it. So anyway, sounds that's good. All I got, Scott. You have a great day, and thanks for talking with you.
Nice talking to you, Ray. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 if you'd like to join him. Texter says, I believe Abate of North Dakota has come out and stated those barriers are unsafe. Abate is a motorcycle safety folks doing nice work. And he's talking about the cables we were talking about earlier in the medium in some places. They're actually, it's a guardrail and cables, like a little sophisticated thing they put together. So they don't like them, evidently. Okay. Scott, I'm perplexed. Why would a party such as the Democratic Party and their local cheerleader, I won't even mention his name, hope and want our economy to tank and hurt the American people? I understand why, to retain power, but to me that's just sick. I don't understand it. That's all I heard this weekend. Well, of course. Of course. I mean, they know. What did Ronald Reagan do? Cut taxes. Revenue to the Treasury tripled. They know it works. And they know if it succeeds, less of them are going to get elected. And trust me, they care a lot more about getting elected than they care about anybody. Anybody. Texter says, cables in the ditch, winter driving, slide in the ditch, you could die. Well, your chances go up, and if you happen to go in the ditch with a motorcycle, you probably get your head lopped off. Okay? Another. There are many things the general public does not understand about road construction. Not saying the DOT or contractors do everything the best way, but maintenance of traffic is complicated. While it seems simple to move cones and barrels, there is significant cost to do that. Do you want to be the worker on the tailgate moving barrels next to I-94 traffic every day? I don't. There are also many materials with minimum cure times, days or weeks, before they can receive traffic, such as concrete, cement, asphalt, paint, etc. There are also usually numerous areas with abrupt changes in elevation during construction that are not safe to operate vehicles on, such as drop-offs at the shoulder. That reminds me, I didn't tell you that was the issue with 94 near Bismarck, was the concrete wasn't cured in a number of those places. So there's no work going on, but it was just taking time. Texas says, I'd rather be at a cocktail party with Rush, Ann Coulter, Walter E. Williams, Thomas Sowell, Dinesh D'Souza. Yeah, me too. I'm with you. I want to be at that one. Democrats have three R's: Russia, racism, rescission. Oh yeah, we forgot racism.
Yeah.
I got an email this weekend from Mike. What's Mike's last name? Mike Allen, maybe? Axios?
Yeah.
And they're doing this reader survey on what we think, readers, of media coverage of racial issues. I gave them a top 10. I'll have to share that with you at some point. I'm not quite done yet, but I've been thinking it through, looking at some stats. The most egregious one, I mean horrible, is the one where Trump says there's good sides on both sides of that argument or something to that effect. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They use that all the time as the lead example of how he's racist. He was not talking about the event that led to the death of that woman bowled over by a car. He was talking about people that revere history and don't think that, you know, tearing down statues makes any difference whatsoever. And he made that very clear again and again.
That's what I hate about sound bites.
They don't care.
You know, they cut those bites and do those things just to get what they need to get done.
And you know, look, sometimes, well, they actually said it. Well, what context do they say? You don't know, right? In this case, Trump was saying it about something else and clarified that moments after saying it. Now, I want to be clear. I can find it. I found the transcript this weekend. It's unbelievable. Let's see here. Is it Janice in Jamestown? Janice, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Fabulous. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just concerned about the bill that's coming up for a vote tomorrow, 225.
This is where, like in D.C.?
Yes.
A bill? I thought they're in recess, but what is the...
Am I calling the wrong number? I was trying to contact Senator Kramer.
No, you've got the show What's on Your Mind. Senator Kramer is a guest.
Oh, I see.
On occasion, so you probably wrote it down to call him and ask him about it maybe on Friday, and he was on from Devil's Lake.
Sure.
But I don't think they're voting on it today, but they must be voting on it in the future. What is the bill, Janice? What does it do?
It's the Butch Lewis bill. It's to protect the pension funds that are going broke.
Oh, okay. And what do you want him to know about it?
Well, we would like him to support it.
Who's we?
People I work with. I was a former UPS employee for 30-some years, a little over 30 years, and our pension fund is going broke.
Got it. Okay. Well, I will pass that along. We haven't talked about pension, that particular reform or that issue for a while with Senator
Kramer.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to call your show.
No, it's okay. We'll pass it on. If you don't get him, he'll be here Friday, though, again, between 10 and 11. Okay, Janice?
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Boy, pensions are tough, aren't they? I mean, unless the company sees continued expanding growth funding pensions. I remember when, what was it, Jack, the guy from GM, Jack
Welch?
Welch, yeah, I was talking about, unless your company sees the ability to grow and keep feeding the pensions, it's hard to sustain pensions as time goes on.
Same thing with the federal government.
Yeah.
You got more takers than makers, even if some of the takers have, those funds coming to them,
yep,
based on what they paid in. It's still a math problem.
Tough one.
Texter says, wouldn't Kevin Kramer be part of the swamp with the Fisher Industries deal? They line his pockets, and he is trying like heck to get them the Trump wall contract. That sounds like a swamp to me.
Come on.
So here's what I would say to you. First of all, Kevin Kramer's not part of the swamp. And I would use as my evidence of that, North Dakotans who are not fond of the swamp handed him an 11-point victory over someone, Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat, that certainly who she palled around with in Washington, D.C., were a lot more accustomed to the swamp. So North Dakotans would not send a swamp dweller to Washington, D.C., and they actually rejected Heidi Heitkamp 11 points. So I think that's, we can disavow you of that. The Fisher Industries deal you're talking about is Fisher Industries, for anybody that doesn't know, is a North Dakota company. They have been working for a number of years in trying to show the Corps of Engineers that they have a better way to build a wall faster, cheaper. They're not able to get any bids, mainly because there's just a handful of companies that get the bids, and they're generally populated with a lot of former Corps people. Kevin Kramer's been asking for information to say, hey, how do you make your decisions here so I can understand this? And they've been very slow to give that to him, so he has been very critical of them to say, I'm not sure they want to build the wall, and I'm not sure they're not corrupt. If you think he's doing that because Tommy Fisher gave less than he actually even could have, I think I forget the dollar figure, but it's around $10,000, given as many other donors well above that in other capacities, not to mention they're a North Dakota company. I mean, he advocates for North Dakota companies all the time, as does John Hoven, as does Kelly Armstrong. That's what you do, as the governor does. You do that. When you're elected, say, hey, I want to, So how you would not support a North Dakota company in Fisher Industries, I'm speaking now to the texter, it really is beyond me. When you say line his pockets, didn't line his pocket. It was a campaign donation. This is America. You can donate your hard-earned money to candidates that you like. It isn't, I'm giving you money, now do this. It's, thank you for doing a good job. I agree with you. We need more like you there. You should stop getting your news from the Washington Post and the Fargo Forum, and you'd think a little clearer on this issue. They like to write about those kind of stories rather than the Corps not doing the job, building the dang wall.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration, three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ, and so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distillers grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can't have a BG Monday without staying alive, right?
Right?
Does anybody wear white suits anymore like that?
Probably not.
I think they're back. It might be.
Being a ski patrol, this is, you know, this is the CPR.
Oh, yeah.
Rate at
that's
which
right.
You do
you're
CPR.
Right. You're right. You're right. I remember that. I had that little training from the North Dakota Safety Council. It's an excellent life. That and Predator Awareness, which is another good show. Stay alert. Watch your surroundings. You know, you're never supposed to walk to a car in a parking lot from, say, a mall shopping or whatever, and be on your phone.
Supposed to be
looking around.
Situational awareness.
Exactly right. Exactly right. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Great new deal going on right now for all of our fine listeners from Michael Lindell and his team at MyPillow. And the deal is this. Save up to 50% off everything. MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. How about this? The body pillow is regularly $89.99. With the promo code Scott right now, it's only $29.99. That baby's nice. Put that in a box for a gift. They're going to think, what did I just get here? For crying out loud, I can't even believe it.
What did we ever do without body pillows?
Right on.
Prior to those long body pillows.
Exactly. I know. When were they invented?
Yeah. You know?
Remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, too. So this is risk-free, folks. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Save up to 50% off, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028 for these great specials. Lonnie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lonnie.
I'm the executive director with Abatem North Dakota. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Say, the subject came up about the cable barriers along the edge of the road, and we, our stance with the bait is, you know, they are hazardous to motorcyclists, just because, you know, they are located, to my knowledge, they're going to be located 4 feet off of the median area, right off the edge of the road, in the median. That is really close to traffic. It really limits us as far as escape routes as a motorcyclist. And besides that, it's not a safe situation for cars either. Yes, they're designed to direct traffic, the cars that may go towards the median. They're designed to direct them back out into the path of travel. But again, if you look in the medians, during the wintertime, there is a lot of tire tracks that go in and into that median and get stopped by the snowbanks. Well, okay, so the cars get pulled back out and down the road they go again, but you hit that cable barrier with a car, that's going to be pretty devastating to a car also.
Do you have a dialogue, given the, you know, obviously ABATE stands for what again?
American Bikers Aiming Towards Education. We work with motorcycle rights across the state and across the country.
When you have a conversation as an organized group like that with the North Dakota Department of Transportation, what kind of do they take the input? Do they say, well, we hear you, but we just think it's, here's our statistics, or what happens?
Well, for the most part, initially, we didn't hear about this until we heard it through the media. They didn't ask our opinion on it at all. And when it was brought up through the media, they just say, you know, they're in high traffic areas, something needs to be done there. We have given our opinion, and you know, I think they may or may not take it under advisement.
Another texter says, cables and motorcycles do not mix. Would you rather slide into a grass median or be decapitated by a cable? Small cars do not have the protection to prevent the cable from ripping into the cabin. The cable installed near Hector Airport. In emergency, if I-29 is used, the aircraft now has cables and posts to deal with. You mentioned one head-on collision. It was way south of Fargo. Where is the input taken by the NDDOT? This is my question. You know, is there a problem? In other words, are they needed to protect something that happens, you know, frequently, or at least enough to say we've got a problem here with one vehicle leaving the road going all the way to the other side? Do you know anything about the stats there, Lonnie?
I know nothing on the staff. When I've asked a very similar question, they said it's better to be preventive than reactive on that topic. And maybe they have a point there. But still, to my knowledge, there has been just that one serious fatality south of Minot, or south of Fargo.
Interesting. I appreciate the call, Lonnie, and I think this is worth further discussion. I will tell you, I believe, at least from what I can tell from the construction, they are putting the cables much further away than 4 feet from the I-29 stretch that doesn't have any median now between like 52nd and 32nd.
Okay.
So,
that would be awesome. But, you know, statistically, these are designed to be 4 feet off the edge of the road.
Interesting. And they may be in other places. I just think there should be a dialogue anyway. What the heck they got to lose there? Stephen Fargo, we've got about 45 seconds for you. Take it away.
Yeah, it's just embarrassing to listen to the left-wing operatives / presidential candidates. They have no platform. Their platform is whatever's in the news cycle, that's what they run with. So it's Trump's a racist, he's a bigot, it's gun control, it's guns are evil, it's whatever comes up in the news cycle, that's it. They have no long-term plan.
Yeah, you're right. It's called packed journalism. Whatever the story is of the day, they just go crazy with it. Rasmussen is out with a new poll saying voters trust political news about as much as they trust Wikipedia. So whatever they're doing, Steve, is not working. It's not there. I think it's succeeding in driving us absolutely crazy, but there is no credibility here. You know, less and less all the time. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Juven Tours and Travel makes travel fun, and you get to see the best shows like the Norse Cliff Fest. It's almost as good as being in Norway. Minot, North Dakota, September 25th through the 27th. Per person, just $5.59, and that includes everything, including your transportation, your hotel accommodations, and some great shows. Danny O'Donnell, Ricky Skaggs, and Kentucky Thunder, and Charlie Pride. Plus, Branson, North Dakota, for 6 big Christmas shows leaving October 31st. This is loaded up with fun. The Harry Truman Presidential Library, the Texas Tenors, the Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at Welk Resort Theater, Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sound Theater, and so much more, including the Titanic exhibit. Then, Christmas in Minneapolis. 2-day tours with guide and motor coach, one-night hotel, two luncheons, a dinner, a breakfast, the American Swedish Institute, the Swedish Smorgasbord, the Minda Kirken Church, and Skyrocket Carousel Farm. Center Lutheran Church, too. Does that sound like fun or what? Don't miss these great tours this fall from Juven Tours and Travel. Call 800-343-0093 or 701-237-9000. Online at JuvenTours.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.